Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to some of that later on in the episode, but today is March 9th. We're at Brooklyn Nets podcast. We spend time in Brooklyn, and a legendary rapper from Brooklyn died today. Many years ago, one notorious B.I.G. And as you see pictured there, those legendary Brooklyn Coogee jerseys. What other NBA franchise can honor a hip-hop legend? Whether you think he's a GOAT or not is up for debate. I don't really care to debate it, but when I go on WFAN after the game tonight, we'll definitely have some instrumentals lined up to pay tribute to the notorious. Other than that, you guys remember those uniforms? Weigh in on your thoughts on Biggie. And nobody go ahead and say the thing that every Knicks fan say. Oh, if you listen to Biggie rap, he was a Knicks fan. He wouldn't have been a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Well, first of all, Biggie is, you know, undisputably one of the greatest rappers of all time. Unfortunately, you know, his career wasn't that long, which it hurts him. It's not his fault, obviously. But as far as Biggie's work itself, I always wonder the question, life after death or ready to die? Which is the preference? Because I'm of the general preference that when you still have the rawness, but you add the polish is when you're at your best. And I would go with life after death because I could make the case that really no album has a slugging percentage as high as Life After Death. On base percentage, there are other projects, but a slugging percentage, when you got Kick in the Door and you got,
Skips.
Yeah, and all the records that are on that album, that's his magnum opus, if you will.
For me, I was going to say that album too, only because I lived that album more. I was a little bit older. I can remember having the cassette tape. I can remember like listening to that album with my brother who was 10 years older than me. So like that really was his era. I don't think Hudson was alive for that time. He really can't weigh in on any of that.
I can't. And look, I will say, honestly, it really was with the Brooklyn Nets. Because, you know, you have to remember the Nets moved to Brooklyn when I was a lot younger than you guys were. And it was with the Brooklyn Nets kind of like embracing that culture that I kind of got to experience that, obviously in a different way to you guys. But I think, you know, kind of like Robin said, it's really cool to be able to see the Nets embrace not only Biggie, but also just rap culture in general. Obviously, Jay-Z being involved with the Nets. But, I mean, I can think back to St. John being at the Nets' first game after they had the clean sweep at halftime. I think, and that was kind of before St. John blew up.
Yeah.
And it's just been, it's awesome to see the way the Nets have embrace that, you know, a culture that's obviously so prominent in Brooklyn and kind of in a unique way across the NBA. They're really plugged into that.
You know what I found the other day? I found a Carter Nets jersey, not Vince, Sean, from the opening concerts, like eight
number
of them.
Number four.
Yeah, in a row. And it's got like a little bit of like a car. I don't know how it got stained. And I was asking my wife if she could figure out how to get the stain out of it because I would rock that again.
Oh, yeah.
Until I can get the Brooklyn Bridges joint. You know, in the meantime,
that's timeless. You don't have to worry about him getting traded. Like,
no, he belongs to Brooklyn, you know, Bed-Stuy.
Brooklyn's finest.
Well, Marcy Projects. Bed-Stuy would be, you know, but you get the point.
Anywho, you know, just always want to give credit and flowers and you know, Notorious B.I.G., his life was cut too short. We really don't know what he would have been if he got a run like some of these other rappers. But for our purposes with the Brooklyn Nets, I've always thought it was super cool that you come to Brooklyn, you hear Biggie instrumentals, you hear Who Shot Ya, you know, you hear Hypnotized, you know, and those jerseys are iconic, the Coogee jersey. I never got one. Never got one. I was broke when they first came out. The white ones I didn't like, and you can't find one now. So if anyone has one, I'll trade you a Kyrie light blue 91. I could potentially trade you a Kevin Durant 2022. Hit me up. Getting into the basketball of things, the Nets win three in a row. And I said in the open, they lost four in a row, a three-game win streak here, all in double digits. You know, you beat the Celtics. That's what fired us up, right? You beat the Celtics last Friday by 10. Then you go on handle business Sunday at home against the Hornets. And then you go to Houston and handle business against the team you're supposed to beat. Goodwill. And it's the team getting a chance to practice. It's the team getting a chance to gel. A team getting their identity together. And when you look at those standings, I said that in the open, we're right there. So it was a rough 2 weeks, I would say, in New York for Nets fans having to hear it from the orange and blue. But they, you know, couldn't handle the Hornets. And when you look at the standings right now, it's neck and neck. And that's what I feel like the Nets have to do, survive every week. Don't drop. Don't have a bad week and drop too far out of it and fight for that sixth or fifth seed and try to avoid the play-in the rest of the way. Obviously, we'll talk about the team getting some rest tonight as this road trip continues in Milwaukee. But what are you guys' thoughts now on the last three games, getting a little win streak and feeling better about your Brooklyn Nets?
Ball handler and little things like throwing the lobs to Claxton. I thought it was telling after the game when Claxton said, keep seeing more aspects of his game. 25 or more since he came to the Nets. I texted Bruco during the game because he kept referencing that one stat. And of course I wanted to, you know, troll my Knicks fans friends and my other Nets hater fan friends with that stat about Bridges. And you know, he had to not miss free throws at the end of the game, but the first player in NBA history to average 25 or more on 50, 40, 90 shooting in the first 10 games with a new team. And that 50, 40, 90 shooting is telling too, because it displays his skill level with that shot and those mid-range pull-ups and the thing that he's adding to his game now, which is the pull-up three-point shot, which I think he's shooting at 45%. So when you factor in the way this guy plays defense, the fact that he competes, never misses a game. By the way, we're going to talk about players sitting. Bridges is not somebody who's sitting. In contrast to, unfortunately, the guy that he was traded for and how often he has missed games, not to mention the age difference there. You have to be, I mean, you can't be anything else other than thrilled. And I try not to get too ahead of myself, but whenever I have people try to knock me down, you know, say it's only 10 games or whatever, you know, he's doing it on a team that doesn't have that much talent. It would be strange not to be excited about Mikal Bridges if you're a Nets fan. Like, it would be strange.
Yeah, and he's showing that not only has he shown that consistency, but he's shown that ability to adapt. And Robin, you referenced the fact that he's been adding throwing lobs to clacks to his game. That is something that comes down to a real ability to adapt. It took James Harden, some consider to be one of the greatest passers in NBA history, a long time to figure out how to get the timing down on a lot of those lobs that he was throwing to Claxton, to others. And so it's the little things too, not just the points, not just the rebounds, not just the assists, the blocks, the steals, etc. It is all of it. And it's all of the things that he's doing to help the Nets win games, right? I have to get on him a little bit. Last game he played kind of looked like he was hunting for that 30 points, didn't have his best shooting performance, kind of knocked those stats down a little bit. But he has been putting the Nets in a position to win just about every game they've played. And you have to think back not only to this winning streak, but also to games against the Hawks, to games beyond this win streak where we have the Sixers in that first game, where we have been in a position to win games because of not just Mikal Bridges, but to a large extent, Mikal Bridges. And when you look at the trade, I understand why a lot of people say, well, you're never going to get equal value for Kevin Durant. But I would challenge you, before we see how the draft picks turn out, all of that, the trade is not you know, a closed story. It's only been 10 games. But I would challenge you to find a more equivalent return for a superstar player in a trade in NBA history. Because Mikal Bridges is putting up KD stats.
Like I said before, right? If it was a one for one, you wouldn't be mad, would you?
From a stats perspective, actually, he's basically one to one, you know? And we will talk about the Kevin Durant injury. We will talk about Mikal Bridges' availability and the contrast between those two. But the fact that we got Mikal Bridges, and I tweeted this the other day, we got Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, who I think we should sign to a long-term deal.
And
for a first-round picks. And we flipped Jay Crowder. I mean, that's unreal. And say what you will, and we'll talk about this as well, about Sean Marks maybe coming back and being extended and sticking around in Brooklyn for a couple more years. That's in Marks we trust, right? That's GM wizardry. That is,
we have no choice but to trust this hitting a home man. All right, go ahead and flash the.
A lot about it, but yeah,
flash the Mikal Bridges graphic so we can give this guy his flowers. First player in NBA history to average 25 points per game on 50% shooting from the field, 40% shooting from three, and 90% shooting from the free throw line in his first 10 games with a team. Historic. This is a young man who they asked, who was your favorite player growing up? Who'd you idolize? And he thought about it and laughed, and he said, Kevin Durant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.